With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. military striking radar sites operated by Yemen's Houthi rebels. U.S. strikes have destroyed 7 radars over the weekend with the Houthi territory in the Red Sea. The Israeli military now says it will pause fighting during daytime hours along a route in southern Gaza in order to free up a backlog of humanitarian aid deliveries for Palestinians. Army says the daily pause from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time and will continue until further notice. More greenbacks headed to Ukraine.
The United States is sending an additional $1.5 billion in aid to Ukraine. This according to Vice President Kamala Harris, who made the announcement at the Summit for Peace in Switzerland on Saturday. Of that money, $500 million will go towards repairing and protecting energy infrastructure. Additional aid will go towards assisting Ukrainian law enforcement and border security. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, just plain strange weather. Much of the U.S. with extremely hot weather expected throughout the week. In the Pacific Northwest, cold weather, maybe some late season snow as well. And in Florida, after intense rainfall, they're trying to clean up. Joanne Hussey's a spokeswoman for the city of Hollywood and says they're trying to get more machines to help pump water out of flooded streets.
We have multiple stationary pumping stations that are all active. We have all of our portable pumps deployed right now. There's about 14 of those. We've requested 5 additional pumps.
California authorities evacuating 1,200 people as a wildfire in Los Angeles County spreading over thousands of acres near a major highway. That blaze burning 5.6 square miles near Interstate 5. This is SRN News. President Biden has reached out to the LGBT community.
A spokesman for his campaign tells NBC News that Mr. Biden and his surrogates plan to appear at more than 200 gay pride events in the month of June. The blitz is aimed at getting homosexuals excited about voting for the president in November as they did in 2020. Polls indicate that Mr. Biden has been losing ground with some of his key constituencies, including women, minorities, and members of the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vast majority of Americans say religion losing influence in the country, and many are not happy about it. Poll from the Pew Research Center reveals 80% of survey respondents see religious influence in public life declining. About half of Americans view the country's religious decline as, quote, negative. Meanwhile, some 13% say it is a positive development. This is SRN News. Well, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says the only way to deter China from trying to seize Taiwan is to demonstrate the ability to use superior force.
What matters really about him is power. That's what's going to convince him that we can deter or that we will fight, is if we have the forces to do it with. And right now we're outgunned, outmanned, and outranged inside the first island chain, and we have been for 10 years.
And he adds the United States has made improvements, especially in the use of drone technology, but is still lagging somewhat behind.
They made a lot of progress and on AI. So I think that's hopeful, but we need to get that done, and we need to do a lot of other things at the same time.
Senators criticizing top federal officials over the rise of illegal electronic cigarettes in the U.S., a multi-billion-dollar business that has flourished in recent years. More details at SRNNews.com.